Hello, everybody. Today I thought I'd be doing tag questions and answering those, so stay tuned. Okay, everybody, let's begin the tag questions. Where did you grow up? I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. How tall are you? I am 5'6". Dogs or cats? Definitely dogs. I just feel like they're nicer. Even though I've had both, so I have been with cats and I have been with dogs, and I still prefer dogs over cats. Sorry, guys. What year were you born? 2004. Okay. What is your favorite drink? Definitely matcha. I love matcha so much. Definitely recommend that. A lot of people actually don't like it. A lot of people think that it tastes like dirt, but honestly, tastes like pretty good dirt. I love it though, honestly. What is your spirit animal and why? I would say my spirit animal is like a wolf, just because my dog, one of my dogs, it looks like a wolf. So I feel somehow connected and intertwined to that sort of animal. So yeah, tea or coffee? Even though I love both, I'm definitely more of a tea person. What sports do you play or have you played? Swim. I've done swimming for a few years, so yeah, that's probably the only sport I do because I'm not really sporty. Have any books you read changed your life? Yes, I would say a lot of books have impacted my life and changed a lot of perspectives, but I don't think I have like a book, like just like one specific book. I feel like all the classics that every child has read in America or all over the world, like To Kill a Mockingbird or The Great Gatsby, you know, stuff like that. I feel like those kind of created and made up our childhood or have made like a huge impact in our childhood. So definitely the classics, but I don't have like a specific book. Do you speak any languages and how well? Speak English, that's all I know, and hopefully I speak it well. How would you describe your fashion sense? I would say I'm pretty fashionable and trendy, though I do have my days where I'm just literally laying in sweatpants or whatever shorts and just chillaxing, but I definitely think that when I want to be fashionable, it's very trendy and cute and just, I don't know, I own it in a sense. Yeah, I feel like I own what I wear most of the time. What is your go-to hairstyle? I would say like I like my hair down a lot, but lately I've been putting it up, so a combination of the two. What I really like to do is a half a baff down because it gets your hair out of the way, but it's still like down and flowy and pretty. How many siblings do you have? I am one of five, so I have four siblings, one sister, and three brothers. What is your go-to fast food order? Definitely like the classic chicken nuggets and fries, because I feel like you can't go wrong with those from McDonald's or like fries anywhere really. Just that's the go-to fast food order for me. Okay, and the last question is, what is your most memorable vacation memory? I would say, well, when I was younger, I used to travel a whole lot and go to these different cool cities and stuff like that. So I do specifically remember Hawaii and Seattle, Washington the most. So probably between those two, because I just love those places. They're just so beautiful, and I would love to visit there another time. So yeah. And stay tuned for the fun facts of the day. And we're back with the fun facts of the day. So I have the thought of the day, the joke of the day, and random fact of the day. So let's start it off with the thought of the day. For March 18th, 2019, it's the day after St. Patty's Day, so no more green. Okay, the thought of the day is gratitude. Recognize the good in your life. And the joke of the day, I don't feel like this is a good joke because I feel like I could definitely use this for another season, if you know what I mean. So yeah, just, you'll know what I mean when you hear the joke. Okay, ready? Who brings dogs their presents at Christmas? Can you guess? Santa Paws. Like, see, that's funny, but like, I would probably do it Christmas time, not in March. The random fact of the day. Dogs have 3 times more taste buds than cats. See? That's why I said dogs are better than cats. I'm sorry. They just have better taste. Okay, and then stay tuned for the last segment, and it is the quote of the day. Okay, and the last segment of the day is the quotes. Okay, so the quote of the day is, "Peace and justice are two sides of the same coin." I really like that. That's beautiful. That's by Dwight D. Eisenhower. And so we have 4 more quotes: the love quote, the art quote, nature quote, and funny quote of the day. So the love quote of the day is, "One is loved because one is loved. No reason is needed for loving," by Paulo Coelho. I think that's how you say his name. Sorry if I don't pronounce these right, but I don't really know. That was beautiful, though. That was like a sweet, straight to the point kind of love quote. The art quote is, "To paint is a possessing rather than a picturing," by Philip Guston. And the nature quote is, "Words, like nature, half reveal and half conceal the soul within." That's beautiful too. Alfred, by Alfred Lord Tennyson. That one was beautiful. Okay, the last one, but certainly not least, is the funny quote of the day. And it is, "If government were a product, selling it would be illegal," by P.J. O'Rourke. I think that's also how you say it, but who knows? Okay, so thank you guys for saying for the whole entire podcast. You guys are amazing. If you made it here, I'm going to reward you with a lovely song that I love. Hope you guys enjoy. It's called Warrior by Chloe and Haley. Or is it Haley and Chloe? I think it's Haley and Chloe. Either way, you're gonna love it, guys.